Yes, well, this week we will be.
You're going to have wrestlers on your podcast.
Yeah, okay, so they just happen to have a podcast. And this particular week, it's about wrestling. Am I getting this right?
It might always be, but they don't usually have guests.
No, he says it. It's about sports in general. Oh, okay. And this week it's
So he's shitting on something that's even more targeted to his own. Like, the reason he's shitting on it is because he's like, oh, I don't want my audience to, like, somehow be...
Completely.
To listen to my employee's podcast?
Yeah, exactly.
But he should really rest easy because his audience's average age is about 89 years old.
Yeah.
They still
all have flip phones.
How do I get this podcast? I heard Mike Francesca talking about it. How do I get it?
I just learned how to text. Can I text the podcast?
Can you? I have to push 7-4 times to get an S. How do I get to the website?
After this episode aired, like the next hour, every grandchild in the tri-state area got a phone call. What is this? How do I get this podcast?
What is this backslash?
Do I have to go to Google.com to look this up? That's what I usually do. I go to Google.com and I Google it from the Google.
I Bing it.
I heard Bing is nice too. Is Bing okay?
I hear good things.
What wrestler are you going to have that is going to be a big drawer? Is
what wrestler? What
wrestler is going to be a big drawer?
What wrestler could possibly be a big drawer?
It's a drawer. I keep closing them over there. It's a drawer.
We're having a couple of locals on your podcast. So, all right, now, what wrestler are you going to have that is going to be a big drawer? Is there one? We're having a couple.
I know that wrestlers like to wear big drawers.
One thing I will give him, a pet peeve I have about Northeast wrestling fans, is they add another syllable and it becomes wrestling.
WrestleMania. Maybe that's why he says wrestle something. Because he knows WrestleMania sounds silly.
All right, let's hear it.
Nice.
Guys, they're named Enzo Amore and Cass.
How did they get Enzo and Cass on their shitty podcast?
Probably because of WFAN. Like, maybe there's connections and stuff. You know. Or it's a Clear Channel station, right?
But it's their
podcast. Think so.
But I'm saying, it's like they're marginal.
Yeah, the publicists don't know.
And they're fighting for the tag team titles at WrestleMania.
Tag team.
Enzo, Amoria, and Cass.
Amoria. Like, you know Italian.
How dare he know his name?
Yeah, like,
Amoria. Even if you didn't know Italian, the man just said it 3 seconds earlier. Like, what? Did it really lose the grip in your brain?
He can't be bothered. He just can't be bothered with it.
For fuck's sake. Like, by the way, I want to say how good all of these guys' diction is. It's fascinating. They all speak English so well. I can't wait to hear this podcast.
Enzo and Big Cass, that's what they're called. Enzo and Big Cass. So you bring, they're going to come in the studio? No, they're going to call in. They're going to call in and then you guys will chat?
That's so diminishing. How about when you have the fucking, when you have the Kansas City Chiefs defensive coordinator on, what are you doing, chatting, you fucking fat bastard?
You know he's not because he's asleep during the interview.
That's right.
He's napping. It's a one-sided chat. Boy, you going to be awake during this interview? You going to be all professional?
All right, we're going to have Joe Girardi at the top of the 4 o'clock hour.
What happens if you spill a Diet Pepsi on your laptop? You got somebody to clean it up?
Is Enzo or Cassie going to clean up the laptop?
So you got to go to tech support. You know, so you get your grandson in there, you know.
Some fun with him. All right, so some previews. Talk about their event and everything like that, right? And what else happens? That's it?
We're going to go match by match.
That's it?
Our thoughts and predictions.
Oh, they're going to live blog the... is that what it... Oh, no.
On the podcast.
Oh, I see. They're gonna do live predictions and of what's coming up.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Oh, okay. Now, are these like knockout? Is there a knockout?
Oh,
or you get pinned or not pinned? I mean, how do you win? Is it points? Or you win?
Really?
Come on!
Didn't
he
watch WrestleMania with his son?
Later. He's full of shit. So he's
either he's senile from last year when he watched with his terrible children, or he's like just full
but
of shit.
But he
lying.
Said before that there was a point where he was into it with like Antonio Rocca.
Yeah,
so
he gets
and
into
Bruno
it again in this.
Yeah, so it's like he knows what wrestling is.
He thinks if wrestling has changed in the last 70 years since he watched
Calypso.
I guess what are these ladders? What are these ladders?
What are they going to paint the ceiling at the garden? What is going on here? What the fuck, a ladder? Hey.
Or
you can't
win
get
by
disqualification or.
Okay,
right.
But you don't win on points, right? There's no points.
No,
right.
There's no point system.
All right. So there's always
guys
a winner.
Guys are so scared of losing their job that they have to humor all of this stupid.
You're
shit.
Right. Like, what are you? I.
Please don't fire me.
Point?
Yeah. Yes, no, there are no points.
I feel like we have 8 months left of this, and then he's
yeah.
gone forever.
And then some other schmuck will go in there and be
Chris
right
Christie.
Yeah. Oh, God, for God's sake.
Draws. Well, sometimes, like, someone will step in, and there'll be a disqualification, and there's actually no... They'll just build storylines. It's like... It's really more of like a...
It builds storylines.
Yeah, it's
okay.
More of like a male soap opera with...
He's now mocking it because it's... Fake now. Oh,
yeah.
Build storylines, huh?
Oh, story, yeah.
You know, the dumb sports I watch are real.
It's wrestling.
There's never any storylines in mice because no contrived feuds or nothing in the video packages in my sports.
Yeah, we didn't have like, two, 3 or 4 straight years of steroid hysteria about one guy or anything like that, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So that's this week on the Mac and Mons podcast.
Well, yeah,
it's Mac and Mons' podcast?
That guy speaking is Mons.
Yeah, what did you say? Have you listened to this podcast?
No.
I thought it was on Sirius.
No, just that Mons was. I didn't realize that guy was Mons. He sounds like every sports producer.
Yeah,
that's
what
Mons.
They all
say. He is a sports producer.
I hate say a stereotype.
You
but
are
it's
correct.
True.
Yeah.
There's a certain how should I put it? There's a certain group that gravitates toward that job.
Yeah.
I would say.
Wait, but wasn't he talking to Mons about WrestleMania last year?
Yeah, he called Mons to find out how to order the fucking pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Mons couldn't even tell him to get the network. I guess, you know what it was? Mons didn't want to have to, stand there on the phone and explain to him what the network is,
he didn't
want to
do
how to get it. Yeah, just get the pay-per-view.
Now
you
he's going to
get
a phone
afford
call.
The $70.
Yeah. Now he's going to get a phone call from Mike Francesa after asking him how to download his podcast.
Did you try turning it on and off, Mike? No.
On the back of my podcast. More wrestling.
Wrestling has become kind of your bread.
Well,
and butter.
We knew we were going to have this big event, so this week we did a couple of different things. We talked about the tournament and some other things, and then we also did our dream WrestleMania matches. Where if we took any wrestler throughout time and put them together, what would be our dream matches?
Oh,
a wrestler
God.
From the
I hate shit like that. Like, why?
They actually get into what they were, and you'll hate it even more.
Wait till you hear what they're doing.
Yeah, again, it's not like, what's the point of even.
I'll say this. Mike Francesa's dream matches were better than these two.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't wait.
I should say less bad. Than
okay, let's hear. Oh, I'm curious what their dream
one match. From today, or what would we like to see? So if you've ever sat around night and wondering what would your ultimate WrestleMania wrestling match be?
Who sits around at night?
Hold on.
Lonely radio producer.
If you ever sat around night and wondering...
Well,
this is the wordsmith that you're going
to
be listening
how
to.
How often does Mon speak on the air? He's got to be like, he's going to have super stage fright, like
he's,
a panic attack.
Yeah, he's the only other voice there is on that show.
Okay.
Like, he's the producer. He doesn't have a co-host anymore. So anytime Francesa talks to anyone there, he's talking to Mon.
Yeah, I don't think it's stage fright. I think it's like fear of Mike Francesa.
It's like, this is my big moment to promote my shitty podcast.
Yep.
I can't fuck this up.
And it's just like they're treated so shitty there that they probably have no self esteem when they get in front of a mic or ever probably.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You can just turn on
done that a
Mac
lot.
And Mons, and you'll hear what ours are.
Yeah, I've been out to dinner. That's been the conversation.
Right.
What would your dream wrestling matchup be?
Well, he's shitting on the whole concept of his show now.
Well, to be fair, we just did the same.
No, I agree. We're removed from it. This is like his boy.
Yeah.
You know, you got to really stab him in the back like that?
Yeah, you're
absolutely right.
Absolutely. Argentino Apollo and Bobo Brazil against, I can't even name two more guys.
Ancient fucking fossils.
I don't even know. Like, I've heard the names. I can't even picture what they look like.
You,
like,
you
that's
can't
how,
either.
Like,
Bobo Brazil was like a heavyset black dude,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah,
the other
okay.
one I don't
yeah.
think I've ever heard
you
of.
You fucking calcified fucking piece of rock from the Cretaceous period.
Like, he went to wrestling when the wrestling was just there on the mat doing an arm lock for
yeah.
10 minutes.
And
then,
the crowd went nuts from that.
Yeah, and then they switched, and then the other guy did an arm lock.
And the finisher was like a headlock and a body slam.
Yeah, the body yeah, that's the match.
Oh, my God, he lifted him up.
Wow.
Whoa. Little 10-year-old fat blob Mike Francesa in this fucking stand cheering.
Oh, yeah, my father took me to the fights. I seen Antonina Rocca and fucking Bobo Brazil. They were already fucking old at that point. You know what I'm saying? A fucking 270-year-old fight. You didn't need any fucking athletic ability back then. You kidding me?
Rilla Monsoon and what was the guy? Was the guy with the blonde hair? Buddy Rogers.
Wow! Wow, Buddy Rogers, the first nature boy.
Yeah. Well, he named one guy who was young enough to have ever been in the WWF that's been around for 70 years.
Gorilla Monsoon, who was, yeah, like the announcer.
I guess Buddy Rogers was the first champion, right?
Oh, the yeah. Okay.
But still, you get the point.
He was the real champ one.
Yeah, champ one.
Buddy Rogers, yes. I just gave you like four guys like his name. That's basically
four guys like his name.
He doesn't know Hulk Hogan.
Yeah,
he doesn't know Steve Austin. Come on, get the fuck out of here.
The Rock, like he would know The Rock.
As a matter of fact, we had tape of him talking about Randy Savage. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
When Randy Savage died, he said, oh, I met Randy Savage a couple of times. And I'm not him as friend, but, you know, we met at charity functions.
Yeah.
You don't fucking know. You can only name Bobo Brazil, you lying fuck.
Maybe he's got Alzheimer's.
Go
just,
fuck
yeah.
yourself.
The 80s are gone. All he remembers of the 80s is his hot tub tryst with Bill Parcells.
Good. Fuck him.
A lot of people
die in a fire.
Pretend now to be like him, like Buddy Rogers.
Yeah, like the pretty
Gorgeous
boy.
George. Yes. He was kind of like, well, Gorgeous George was like a hit. Gorgeous George was one of the first big TV stars, like Liberace.
I love that at the same time he's playing dumb but still explaining
yes.
it to them.
Yes, I
like,
know.
I don't know any of this, but here, let me tell you all about it.
I'll tell you before you whippersnappers what you don't know about wrestling. Gorgeous George was like Liberace. Liberace was like, you know, General Washington or crossing the Delaware. I'll tell you something. You guys are nothing about wrestling.
Right. Earl, Gorgeous George, you know, Bishop Sheen. These were the first, you know, big TV stars.
Bishop, do you all know who Bishop Sheen is?
No.
He was like a – nothing to do with wrestling. Yeah. It's like a guy – he's talking about Gorgeous George in his garbled speech. He's saying Gorgeous George was as big as these other people who are on TV. Bishop Sheen was a guy who came on TV and used to – I don't know why I know this – he used to do sermons on, like, early television, like in the 50s or whatever.
Okay.
So he just would come out and, like...
Yeah, I know. This is history of
Bishop Sheen. Like, he's using fucking Bishop Sheen as a comparison point that we'll understand what he's talking about. You reduced how much I understand by that.
Came from, you know, Lucille Ball, obviously, but there were those other people who were basically big, you know, big TV stars.
Okay,
as was Gorgeous George
for April 2nd, which is
just right back to the top.
I mean, what can you say to that?
Yeah,
hey, Bishop Sheen, fascinating. Anyway,
opening day, but I'll be expecting the text that you want to order it and gotta give you the channel, everything for the boys.
Burn.
Well, that'll be over the weekend, maybe.
Yeah.
It's a school night.
If they're nice.
It's a school night. Oh, yeah. It is a school night.
Hold on. We got to go back and make sure.
That'll be over the weekend, maybe.
Yeah.
If it's a school night, it doesn't happen.
Well, it's a Sunday night.
Yeah, it's hard. You know what happens? You know what he gets to do on Sunday night? He gets to buy it and tape it.
Okay.
Because he isn't going to watch
it starts at, I think the pre-show starts at 4.
No, I thought it started like 8 o'clock.
The show
probably 4
hours.
Sevens. You know, you got to get the red carpet, all the nonsense.
Oh, there's red carpet.
There's a red carpet Friday.
Yeah.
Friday's the red carpet.
It's unbelievable.
You
guys are actually grown. You realize that. You know, this.
Go fuck yourself.
Like what? You watch a bunch of grown men run around a field in a circle. Like, how is it any...
God.
Fuck you!
No, wrestling is not okay.
Yeah.
Sports are okay.
Yeah, like if we're really reducing, yeah, like if we're really reducing what's going on, who are you to judge?
Although, to be totally honest, and Sid, you can confirm this,
okay,
he is kind of condescending to sports fans too.
He's condescending to everyone that isn't him.
All right, yeah, that's true. But, I mean, he specifically berates people for being too big of a fan. Like, he watches sports in this detached way where it's like a business.
Yeah.
And, like, let's look at the ratings.
Very
this
dignified,
league.
Very
yeah.
serious.
And when someone calls in and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm a huge, you know, Yankees fan, a huge Mets fan, he's like, oh, well, okay. Well, yeah, yeah. Like, they're these suckers that are pawns in
right.
the business
yeah.
empire of these
Even
teams.
Though he only exists because of people like that. That's his entire listenership.
I just feel like everything about him is so repulsive.
Yeah.
In every single way. He's like...
How does a person become this way?
You put a mic in front of them. We're
well,
all destined to become that way.
He was like that, like, before he even had his radio show.
Yeah.
He was like a statistician, right, for CBS?
He did also was a sideline reporter. He used to do the college basketball games and stuff. That fat body on the fucking sideline.
It's amazing.
It's fun doing that, right, though. It's more of a Monzo thing. I'm trying to come up to it. I've been watching the last few weeks to prep for the show.
Yeah, Monz, you do have the NHL playoffs.
Oh, Monz is the other guy.
Oh, is it? Sorry, Monz. I slandered you.
Are you ready for that as well?
You can start thinking about that. You know, I don't know if you have any thoughts about that this year, but you could. You know, soon we'll be
Yogi
putting
Bear
some.
Yogi Bear is cracking the chat. Says
the
Mike is
Monz
blaming.
Well, I want to hear their fantasy. Did they say their fantasy matches?
I'm dying here.
Yeah, this is just all for fun.
This is the frivolous note. Yeah, so.
80,000 people in Orlando going nuts.
Unbelievable. Imagine that. Imagine spending your time doing that.
They can imagine it. They do it. Oh my God, you are.
That's an aside where he's talking to his fans who know better.
Wow, how rude! How disrespectful of your staff.
Can you imagine, like, you're hearing, like, a five-minute glimpse of this? Imagine working for him every day, eight hours a day.
Can you imagine having a good time with nobody getting harmless good fun?
Yeah,
can you imagine that?
Well, people are getting concussed, so it's not...
Well, they're up for it.
Watch the NFL.
Yeah, that's true.
Wrestling. Okay.
Right, now he said it. Okay. Wrestling.
Okay. I gotta hear that again.
Well, imagine that. Imagine spending your time doing that. Imagine doing, worrying about wrestling. Okay.
Your dream matchup? Let me hear. See if I ever heard of the people.
Oh. My favorite one would be Stone Cold Steve Austin versus the Ultimate Warrior.
Why would you want to see that?
Back then?
No, well, I'm assuming like in their prime. He's saying like.
Oh.
Now
in their prime.
Stone Cold would definitely win if it was now.
Maybe. Not that mobile.
What a shitty match.
It would be a shitty match. Even both of them in their prime would be a shitty match. Just because Ultimate Warrior couldn't wrestle. He's fucking terrible.
You remember the Ultimate Warrior? Stone Cold Steve.
Stone Cold.
But, you know, who's the guy that everyone likes?
John Cena.
John Cena. Cena.
Wait, hold on. The guy everyone likes is John Cena?
Well, I'm saying like the popular one. Saying like the famous one.
The guy that gets booed every single place that he goes is the one.
Imagine if they started going into the nuance of John Cena.
They
him.
Won't do that because this guy loves John Cena, apparently. Here it comes.
He's slowly becoming
a
movie guy.
Becoming a part-time wrestler.
Movie
he's
guy.
Trying to make
like
the same
Rock.
Move as The Rock. Right?
Like The Rock.
I don't think he'll be as successful as
The
Rock. The
Rock's
been,
got
but,
a better personality, from what I've seen.
Well,
he's
actually not bad, John Cena, in some of the movies.
And who is your ultimate?
I actually went Hulk Hogan versus John Cena.
I mean, that's better than Steve Austin. Like, at least
that's
it's like
better.
At least it's like two comparable
personalities.
Like John Cena's like the Hulk Hogan of the current time, you know? But you have any fantasy match you can make
and John Cena's in it?
Those are the two.
Well, what would be your fantasy match?
Let's not lower ourselves.
Yeah.
The whole thing is ridiculous to begin with. But then if you're doing this ridiculous thing, like, these are the worst matches. You're right.
Right.
There you go. Hogan versus Johnson. All right, Hulk
Hogan's probably the most famous wrestler, right?
I would think he's put the wrestling on the board.
Or Bruno Sammartino.
I'll tell you what match I would want to see. For real. Eddie Guerrero versus Kevin Owens.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be a great match?
Just like contrasting
styles. So even like Undertaker versus Sting would have been a fun
sure.
match. That
well,
could
not
be,
when they were going to do
it. In their prime. Yeah,
but they were
imagine
playing,
now.
Wasn't that the plan, though, for a while when yeah. Sting came back and then they changed it?
A year before he came in. They couldn't agree to
oh,
that.
Oh, okay. I thought it was when they fought the Triple H.
No. By that point, they were past that.
My dream match, Great Muta versus a grizzly bear.
That probably happened.
Very
yeah.
divergent styles.
What about Great Muta versus Shinsuke Nakamura?
Mm.
Of course. Yeah, as we all remember as kids, Bruno Sammartino was like the good guy.
As we all remember as kids, yes.
All the chach is in his fucking audience. Remember.
Bruno was already like three decades retired when Mons was a kid.
When I was a kid, Bruno Sammartino was like 55 and hanging on and wrestling in the WWF.
And his son
was there for a while. Yep,
I remember we went to a Ring of Honor show and they
oh my God, this is great.
You were there, Noah,
me?
Remember? You were totally there.
Well,
you
tell
came.
A story and I'll tell you if
so,
I remember.
Noah
reacted just now like she won a contest when you said that. You were there.
She's like, me?
This was when Darren and I were at our most belligerent as wrestling fans. This was either right before or right after the time where we went to the Hammerstein Ballroom and Darren almost got in a fight with the guy.
Oh, I was there for that one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We talked about that on the show a while back. But anyway, this time, so we were like, We were being belligerent, and then so they had this like quiet moment where they pay tribute to Bruno and all he's done for New York, and we were just like shitting on it ourselves, and then you were saying how like if these people saw Bruno wrestle, they would have booed him out of the building.
Of course,
he's so boring.
They just hear the name Bruno Sammartino. We have to respect wrestling. And Rob talked me out of this. I wanted to start a chant going, shut the fuck up.
I was like, no. Too far.
We would have got jumped.
We would have got killed. Anyway.
But seriously, Bruno was going on for
He went on for so long.
Saying nothing. It was like you could have boiled everything he said down to one sentence. This is real wrestling, and WWE is shitty.
And thank you for coming. Thank you for supporting it.
That's it. But he said that over and all, like, in different ways.
He's like, you know, I've been wrestling for 40 years.
Let me tell you something. All of this WWE and taking out the breasts and blading and bleeding and all of this, it's not good. It's not good for the business, you know, that type of shit.
It would have been great if somebody snuck up behind him and gave him a chair shot. Like, part of the story.
That would have been great.
Yeah.
It had to be over 20 minutes. Like,
oh, my God.
Not exactly.
Filibustering the event.
You know what that reminded me of, though? Remember when we went to that ECW show, the first one when WWE bought
it?
Yes.
And they had...
That's when the Big Show went into the crowd.
Yeah, they had Paul Heyman come out because the crowd was shitting on it so badly. Like, every match, they were like, this show sucks, show sucks. It was in the ECW arena. Sorry, I didn't set that up. It was in Philadelphia. They made a big deal out of it, you know. And the matches were, like, standard. They took all the old ECW guys, brought them in for one house show, but put them against fucking WWE guys. So it was terrible. And then Paul Heyman came out and cut a promo, and they fucking booed him.
We want refunds.
Yeah, yeah.
They were so pissed.
And he was trying to calm them down. Like, you know, please, you know, I have to do it this way. If you want ECW back, I got to go through the proper channels.
Yeah.
He basically totally broke the fourth wall. And he was like, I have to. You got to understand. No, fuck you, boo. It was the most insane thing.
The thing I remember the most about, I remember leaving that show, and I had a great time.
It was, the wrestling was, it was one really, really good match. And that was Kurt Angle and Rob Van Dam.
Yeah.
The
main event.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing people going like, I went to a TNA show for $10 last week. It was better than this shit.
It wasn't that bad.
And
it was
just
mediocre.
It just reminded me that for some reason, Philly fans at that time were so super catered to that they had so many options that they were even more jaded that it was like a more watered down, slower product.
That's true.
Anyway, we're talking too much about pro wrestling. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're done with this video, right?
Was there any more? Was there any
more? A little more. I don't know. Like, that's the end of the dream matches, though.
Yeah, we can move on. I mean, we've gotten so
we've
much
juice
that out of that.
Yeah. Heat a little bit too much.
Hopefully, on Monday, he has a post-WrestleMania, my kids want to shut up about this. And,
oh, my God. I hope so, please.
Who is this Charlotte Flair?
You know, he just...
Yeah, Charlotte, wasn't his name? Charlotte something or other. Something, whatever, doesn't matter. It's wrestling, who cares?
Could you imagine going to an airport, taking a cab, going to the airport, hopping on a flight, getting off the flight, going to your hotel room, checking at the hotel, leaving the hotel, getting in a cab, going to wait online to be in a stadium to watch this?
Down at Jerry's building in Dallas. Now, that's my favorite part of that other WrestleMania clip. When you're talking about WrestleMania and he goes down to, they got it down in Jerry's building, 80,000 people. Jerry Jones being the Dallas Cowboys owner, but he talks about him like it's his best friend or something.
Yeah, well, because, you know, the Parcells connection, once again, those late night hot tubs.
Anyway.
What a twat waffle.
let's bring the convo back to heavy metal music for a moment.
Back.
When was it ever there?
Yeah, a few months ago, I think there was an episode.
Well, as promised, we were going to have Trevor from the Black Dahlia Murder. We're going to call
Murder.
Him in a second.
We're going to play. I dare you, Sid.
You just did it. I don't have to now.
No, I dare you to say it to him.
Murder!
There you go. I did it.
We're going to be playing Thrasher to Trash It. If you have a band and you would like Trevor to hear it, you can dial 213-WIDE-NUT. 943-3688.
Trash it.
We're gonna play that right now, and let me get Trev Dog on the phone. That's my nickname for him, Trev Dog.
I like it.
Is it D O G or D A W G?
It's D O G G.
For a twist.
And his late brother Nate Dog.
Wow.
LD Dorino wants us to ask him who his favorite wrestler is.
Who's our favorite wrestlers on this panel?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, it's Trevor. Well, you're Trevor.
You're
I'm not
rock.
Trevor.
I'm here. I'm ready to...
I'm ready to...
To dash some dreams.
Dash some dreams.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to be playing Thrash It or Trash It. Trevor, of course, also writes a monthly column for us here at Metal Injection called The Obituarist. We're going to have a new one up tomorrow.
Trevor was also the star of Death or No Death, one of our prior episodes.
Yes.
Probably my favorite one, not just because you're here.
And you won that one. You crushed us in Death or No Death. I don't know if you remember that, Trevor. Played a game show.
And I dominated.
And I dominated.
You dominated so hard. The game show was about... we'd give a death metal band and you'd have to decide if the band was real or fake, and you got it even with the most obscure ones, because you keep your ear to the ground, to the underground.
Yeah, I'm kind of like
a rain man in that way.
I remember there was actually one a band called. Well, he knew one of the bands. That's
yeah.
It was a Nail Shitter, I think. He's like, oh, I know a guy from that band. That's how I knew that one.
How many hours
good old
a day
nail
do you
shitter.
Old nail shitter.
How many hours a day do you spend finding new music, like just doing research?
I definitely do it every day. It's just like it's just a habit. I was doing it before the obituaries too, you know, just for fun. And I don't know. I definitely take the use of the internet to the hilt as far as, you know, doing some homework and stuff. So.
Now, how do you do your journey? Do you have blogs? Do you just go through Bandcamp tags? What do you do?
It's a bit of everything, man. There's, you know, I check the blogs. I watch the labels. I use my social media pretty much just for metal. Like, instead of following a bunch of people, I'm following just bands and labels. So it's almost too much death metal information at times. It can be a little overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well... The way we do this, the game is Thrash It or Trash It, and basically anybody can submit their band, or we want unsigned bands, and you can submit it. Some people have comments on our pages. If you want to jump the line, you can just call in with your band. 213-WIDE-NUT is the number. It's 213-943-3688, and then we listen to about a minute or so of the song.
As much as we can handle.
Yeah, and then we decide if we like it, we say we thrash it, and if we don't like it, we trash it.
Easy peasy.
And if you get a universal thrash, you get a prize that you probably don't really want.
That's true. All right, well, we have a call. 213, area code 213.
We didn't play the beginning of the segment.
Hey, Metal Injection.
Yes, Metal Injection. This is Metal
Injection. Hey, this is Max from Los Angeles.
Hey. Hello, Max.
Hi. Yeah, I submitted this time my friend's band. I mailed on hate mail.
Mm-hmm.
How are you guys doing today?
We're good. How are you?
Not too good. Any Mongolians?
I'm good.
In your band?
No, I haven't met any. How's everything?
Wonderful. You know, you're also on the line with Trevor from Black Dahlia Murder.
Doing a podcast.
Hi, Trevor.
Hey, buddy. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you? Ready for some death metal?
Yeah, I'm ready, dude. Let's hear it.
Do you like symphonic death metal or only like brutal death metal?
I like all kinds, man.
Cool. I'm very excited.
I just want to say he's schmoozing you, but if it sucks, you got to really let him have it.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm ready to trash it all.
Okay, guys, this is my very good friend, childhood friend. This here is his band. His name is Max too, and we're very excited. He's on the line. He doesn't speak English much, but he's online. He's listening to the show. And
everybody from Russia is named Max, apparently.
So what's the name of his band?
Excuse me?
The name of the band?
Untrop. UNTROP. Did you receive the link, the file, MP3 on the hate mail?
I did receive it.
I like that he says air instead of R.
Air.
That was beautiful.
What does that mean, Untrop? What is the meaning of that band name?
It's the opposite of trop.
I forgot. Sorry, I forgot. Really, like, he's my very good friend. He's, like, I know him since childhood, but I forgot, like, it's like basically he came up with it. It doesn't really, like, it's just he came up with a meaning too, so it's just a cool name, I guess.
Drop a bunch of Scrabble tiles on the floor, and for the first six he picked up was the name of the band. Hey.
All right. Here's the band. Here's Untrop. The song is In Toil.
Hey.
This is really going to be all about the vocals, I feel. This is not in English.
Are you thinking in Russian?
I think it's in Russian?
In Ukrainian.
Rob's bopping to this music.
Rob is twerking to this music for some ungodly reason.
I couldn't see from this angle.
Okay, so that's been about a minute. Trevor, would you like to go first?
I thought it was pretty good. I don't want to trash it. I was ready to come in and just wreck everything, but I had a little bit of a hard time hearing it, as you know, too. But I thought it was kind of cool, symphonic, very grandiose.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So you thrash it?
I'll thrash it, dude. That's all right.
All right, that's one thrash. I kind of agree. Like, the vocals are all right, but I like the mix of the symphonic stuff with the like, metal-y stuff. Very technical analogy. Thrash it.
Okay. I think, leaving the vocals out of it for a second, I think they did, in other words, first of all, the production is fine. It's not everything in this is fine.
It could be better.
It's just adequate. There's nothing that, you know, nothing innovative, nothing that really, like, kind of grabs you, but it's not terrible. It's just right there. It's in that mediocre window. I want to say that the vocals It's not, the vocals are not enough to take it down to horrible for me. They're awful. The vocals are awful.
Yeah.
But the rest of it is tolerable. So I'm going to give it like a 51% thrash.
Darren is not a growl fan.
That's not 100% true. There are certain growls I put up with, you know. But I like the more. I'm more of a fan of melodic singing. But if it's done well, I can appreciate it.
The vocals I'm not a fan of. Also, my issue with them though is they didn't sound like crisp and clear enough. Like, it just sounded like it was from behind a fog, if that makes any sense.
To be fair, only two people in this room would understand them if they were clear, because it's in Russian.
Yeah. But just, like, even just the sound of it. And also, I was ready to trash it just on it being Russian because of the political climate right now, but then you said Ukrainian, and they're good guys at the moment. Uh-huh. So I'll give it 51% thrash.
Okay.
Just for the solidarity.
I thought the vocals were the best part of everything.
Oh!
So I come from a different perspective.
And the rest sucks.
Well, no, I mean, I like the music, but there's something about it that's kind of, like, disjointed. And it just kind of sounds like a Dimmu Borgir light.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good comparison.
Definitely.
So I'm going to have to trash it.
Oh!
Within your grasp.
Sorry,
wow.
Max. No, well, I feel you.
That's cool.
You know, sorry, Max. I really like you, but
tough. This is a game.
You need, like, your friend needs the harsh criticism in order to move forward.
I apologize.
That's cool. Thank you guys so much for the opportunity, for everything. Thank you so much. No worries, dude. Thanks, Trevor, a lot.
All right. Well, that was Untrapped. Almost made it through the game. But not quite.
Sorry.
Still did pretty good.
We have another call. Yeah.
The solution is don't let Noah go last, because then you'll get your hopes up, and then she'll dash.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded like she was going to say something really nice there for a second.
I'm really good at doing that.
The vocals were the least terrible thing about this song.
Yeah, there you go.
So the number to dial, 213-WIDE-NUT. That's the number. We got area code 562.
Hey, it's El Dorito. What's going on, Trevor?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Not much. On the Unhallowed tour, I was the guy who actually brought that Lovecraft blow-up doll just for funs and gags. You remember?
Oh, I remember. You brought burritos, too. That was the most important part.
Aww.
Burritos and smokables, such a great time.
Whoa. Dorito takes care of the band.
I fucking love you guys. I've been coming to your shows ever since 2009. I don't think I missed a California date yet.
Well, how can I possibly hate this guy's band, you know? This isn't fair.
Unfortunately, I'm not in this band. This is just my friend's band that I really love.
Oh, so it's
okay, cool. Then
in the chat. It's called Brain Dead.
Word.
Brain Dead. I believe you've played these guys before.
What's have I? Last time I think it was Vile Descent, but either way, they're still unsigned.
I don't remember Brain Dead Demons. I don't remember that name. I think I'd remember it.
I'm on their band camp. Are they from Texas?
No, here in California, some glorious California thrash.
What are these?
But no, I linked it in the chat.
I got that. Okay, so what song would you like? Oh, you got it.
I think the link is right there, the self-titled one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Turn it up, man.
Trying to turn it up.
You going to play it out of here?
That'd be better. Oh, yeah. That'd be, yeah. Hold on, we're going to have Darren play it from his computer.
Give me the link.
It's in the chat.
It's in the chat. El Dorino sent it.
It's just on YouTube. I can't.
Brain Dead. What's the name of the
Brain Dead? Brain Dead.
I already like it.
But that's not that song.
All right, so let's do another one.
Yeah, just do that song.
Do a different song. Here we go. The same band? Oh, yeah.
It's a different Brain Dead.
All right. Oh, well. All right, whatever. Why don't you keep playing it, Rob? I mean, you can't go wrong with some traditional re-thrash, as I like to call it.
Very traditional.
And I like that the bass is high in the mix. Yeah. I like hearing those bass lines.
Yeah, there are three pieces.
All right, so I thrash it.
A very boilerplate thrash template, I would say. Mm-hmm. But not that that's a bad thing. I think it's good to keep it simple. A lot of double bass kick there. I'm a big fan of that in the thrash. And the vocals, kind of added to it, I feel. It was another instrument rather than detracting from it as so many of these. A lot of these thrasher to trash it bands, we hear there's like an awesome intro, and then the vocals hit, and you're like, oh, it's fucking sucks. But I feel like this, it wasn't like, the best vocals I've ever heard, but it enhanced... It enhanced the track, so I'm going to thrash it.
Sydney?
I liked it. It's that kind of old-school thrash that has, like, a toe dipped into the punk rock, which I'm always a fan of, and the lead singer sort of sounds like the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, which is an interesting touch. I was not expecting.
He'll love to hear me pass that along.
All right.
It's not... I guess it's very rare where I would say that it's all about the bass. I really enjoy the bass.
No trouble.
Right. In this band, I think there was like an opening riff where you could really kind of hear it, which I thought was cool. If one of these guys has like one of those skullets, I wouldn't even need to hear the music. I would automatically thrash it. But since I did hear the music and I really liked it, I'm going to thrash it.
Oh, good.
Trevor, what did you think?
Last but not least.
I thought it was pretty good, man. Another good one. I like the gang vocals. For me, that's a good go-to thrash move. The old 80s, gang of denim-clad dudes yelling together. I like that.
Wow, all right. So that's a unanimous thrash.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, so flattering. Thank you so much.
You know where you win, Dorino?
Nothing!
Oh, we have something.
Right. Not even a robber shirt, you dick. Nah, thank you so much.
You already have one. All right. Thank you.
I actually don't. One got lost in the mail, but regardless, thanks again for listening, guys. Love you, Trevor.
We'll send you one.
Now peace out, dude. Too. Thanks.
That's not nice.
Who's next?
All right. Now we're going to go to our Facebook. Reminder, if you want to jump the line...
Cut the line.
213-943-3688.
It's different.
This one is from Ryan. He says this is a local band in his neighbor that he likes called The Hereafter. The song is endearing, and dear is in parentheses and spelled like you would address somebody in a letter, like dear such and such.
Isn't that how you would normally spell endearing?
Oh.
We'll
We'll edit that out. We'll edit that out.
No, we won't.
Rob just had a blonde moment.
Oh no!
Can we cut this?
No, let it go. We
Can
deserve
we cut
this.
This.
We deserve this.
We need to hear the full horror of it.
This is more uncomfortable than Bruno's farts right now. I just want to say.
No. Bye.
Bruno is our in-studio dog.
Yeah, he's ripping ass in here pretty badly. We gotta put the fan on.
All right.
What is the name of that?
The Hereafter. Sid, do you want to go first?
Sure. You know, sometimes when you merge two genres, you get the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
This is a case where you get the worst of both worlds.
Yeah.
It's just all the shittiest things about metal and the shittiest things about emo. You just get them, you just put them together, and somehow it's even shittier than you would think it would be. So I'm gonna trash that.
It's
sorry.
Less than the sum of its parts.
Yes.
Noah?
I mean, do we really need another one of these bands?
Did we need one?
Trash. Trash.
I've been hearing so many bands coming around now that are, like, trying to do metalcore or even worse, just screamo, where it's, like, heavy, 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 and then out of nowhere...
Hello!
It's like out of tune, clean vocal.
There's ways that it could work. This is not one of those ways.
Just stop. We don't, like Noah said, we don't need another one of these. We barely needed the first one. 100% trash.
Trevor, what do you think?
Trevor, how about you?
I'm with the trash too, man. This is definitely not up my alley. And I really feel bad for you guys. You must have heard a lot of this kind of stuff from doing this show. And I feel for you.
Not even from just every day in my email. Like, there's so many bands now where I'm like, no, I'm not writing about this.
Yeah. Do you remember that band Finch?
Yeah.
They were sort of this, but it sounded good.
Okay.
I liked Finch back in the day.
Okay, if you say so.
But
now, what era is that from?
It was like 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Right. When every band sounded like this?
Yeah. Or Grade was another one that sort of did this.
All right, this was
speed
Grade was
play.
Good, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It can be done well. This just most
people
don't
I guess
do.
So, yeah.
I have to register my vote, but you already know where
it
is.
Yeah.
So do they win anything if we give a unanimous trash?
No.
They win a new career choice, hopefully.
Yeah.
So this one's from Aki, our friend in Australia. This is Tabera, is the band name. It's some of his mates.
How do you spell Tabera?
T-A-B-E-R. A-H.
Okay. Name needs work.
Yeah, we...
Tabera.
What does that mean? Is that a thing? Like,
I don't
Google
know.
That? I'll Google it.
Oh, all right.
Sorry.
Vocals are gonna make a break.
Yep.
Yep.
Very nice riffing. I'm into it. Please don't kill it. Vocals.
What?
Sid doesn't like it.
Wait for the hug. No, it's fist pumping.
Oh my, I just didn't realize that. Fist pumping inside.
You're doing the fist kegel. Noah looks like she's taking a bubble bath right now.
Tabarrok Halgon, take me away.
All right.
What
are
we?
What, all right. Yeah.
Don't let our guest go first.
That was such an accurate description of what Noah looked like.
All right, Trevor. Were you taking a bubble bath during this song?
I was. You know what? It was pretty good, I thought. You know, I'm not going to say it's not cheesy, and I don't think they're going to say that either. But it was cool. The guitar playing was very attitude-y. I liked all the harmonics and stuff in the intro. Yeah. And lots of, like, Zach Wild kind of squeals, you know, in the guitars. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
The vocals kind of off-put me for a second there. But then especially when the chorus came in with the layers and shit, I thought it got pretty good, so...
You thrash it?
I thrash it.
Nice.
Yeah, I basically agree with everything you say. The vocal, like, I was kind of iffy on the vocals, but then when it got to the chorus, the hook, I was sold on it because it looks like it's fun. They look like a really fun band to watch live, and the riffing was really, really good.
Yeah.
So I thrash it.
I was going to say, waiting for your answer here. I want to follow up and say that Tabera... means burning in Hebrew, place of burning, and it's one of the locations which the Israelites passed through during their Exodus journey.
Wait, isn't that like Tiberias or something?
I'm reading it right off of Wikipedia, so I'll take it. And the Bible Hub also says the same thing. So the name needs a lot of work.
I was
going
to say that too. I think the new name, you know, the name just, like, to me just screams local band. You know, you can't pull anything out from the name. Like, you can't tell what kind of band it is. You know what I mean? And
totally.
I think that's a bad start.
And it also, when you finally do find out what it is, it takes away from it because it's like 100,000 bands have plucked names out of the Bible.
Yeah.
You know? And it's
true.
That's good advice.
You got to get something that grabs people. That said, outside of that, I love every single thing about this. I love the riffing. I love the... the vocals, I was looking at Sid like, this is really going to fuck up at the vocals, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the vocals came, and I was just fucking
I was watching Darren's face when the vocals came on, and his mouth dropped.
Very good. Even better than, because I was expecting it to be like some very shitty, like guttural, you know, like just poorly done. Like, not to say I don't like guttural growling in some aspects, but like when it's a thrasher or thrasher fan, it's often... just fucking terrible.
Yeah.
And my face lit up because how melodic this is. I love everything about it. Change the fucking name. It's terrible. Love everything else about it. I thrash it.
So I'm going to thrash it.
Okay.
The music portion, the instrumentation, A+, that intro was fantastic. Maybe the coolest sounding intro we've ever heard during Thrash It or Trash It.
It's up there.
They almost lost me with the vocals. And I was trying to think of what it reminded me of, and the best I can do is it sounds like the voice Fred Armisen does when he plays a German person trying to speak English.
That's accurate. I like that.
But I got over it eventually. The music part was so good, I'm thrashing it anyway.
What about when it went to the harmonic vocals and the chorus?
That was fine. It was pretty epic.
I totally agree with you, but I like cheesy things like
that.
That's like, I don't even disagree, but I don't see that as an insult.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how we're going to ship something to Australia. That's going to cost us an arm and a leg because you already know what my answer is. Mm-hmm. I thought that the guitar work was just phenomenal.
Yes.
And I particularly enjoyed it. And then when the vocals kicked in, I was just like, this has everything that I want. Mm-hmm. And then some.
It was great. Well, we have another winner.
All right.
I want to say we shipped something to someone in the UK recently, and it was not that expensive, right?
Yeah, and then, it was all right. We sent that stuff over to Josh.
Hey, Trevor, are you going to Australia anytime soon? Maybe we could just put it in your luggage.
No.
I was going to say, that's my next stop, guys. I can take it down there for you.
All right. We'll do two or three more. Oh, we got a caller. All right. Oh, we got two callers.
Oh,
whoa,
nice.
Whoa. 213 wide. Area code 330. You're on the live cast, Plant Thrasher Trash.
With our very special guest,
Trevor from the
What's
Black Dahlia.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, who's this?
How's everybody? Hey, this is Rob from Nail Black. I sent you a link.
Okay. Yeah, we did. Got that.
That's in the chat.
No, I think it was. On the Metal Edition page?
Yeah, it came up on there. I also YouTube messaged you a few minutes ago, but I'm not sure if you got that.
You could send messages on YouTube?
I don't know. It said live chat, so it, I tried it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Hold on.
We'll find
you.
Yeah,
I found the Nail Black.
Okay.
Yeah, let's all do right. it, man.
Where are you guys from?
Kent, Ohio. TSU, Kent, you know. Florida and Ohio. Right.
And how long have you guys been a band?
Well, we, you know, we put out a demo like in 2001, and we've been in other bands since then, like plenty of other bands, you know, here and there putting out CDs. We had a couple, you know, labels and stuff like that throughout our time. But in about a year and a half ago, we started, we had all this leftover material and we started recording it. And pretty much we have a full album written now. It's we put out some demos online, one of the ones you're going to play. And a guy from Redefining Darkness Records, a local label here, he contacted us, and I guess it's coming out soon. So we're almost done mixing the album and everything. So.
No, no, I'm kidding. We're
a local label.
I'm joking. All right, let's hear this. Let's hear the song. Do you want to go first?
Sure. And surprisingly enough, I'm going to thrash this. We were talking earlier when, what was it, Braindead?
Yeah.
About the sort of the little punk crossover.
Yeah.
The vocals here remind me of the old DC hardcore band Void, which I've referenced before during one of these segments. But there, I like that. And also a little bit of Ink and Dagger, an old Billy hardcore band. So just based on that nostalgia, I'm going to thrash it.
All right.
I like the vocals.
Should I go next?
Yeah, go for it.
So, let's see. I'll do a little compliment sandwich. I really like the black metal homage, and I like that in the vocals I can understand the lyrics, which is pretty sweet. The drums sound like there's someone knocking on my door, so I would say do something about the production there. But... I don't know, there was like this cool like moment in the guitars.
Oops,
maybe it was like the bridge or something. I don't know what you were doing. It was like a squeaky sound that I thought was pretty neat.
Oh yeah, that like solo-y.
That was Sid farting, I'm sorry.
Oh, it was Sid farting. But it added a lot to the music, so I'm gonna thrash it as well.
Thank you. You guys remind me a lot of Absu. And I really like the like blackened thrash or like the thrashy black metal, whatever. What the vibe you guys are going for, I'm digging it, is what I'm saying. So this is great. It's totally, it's like a good shot of espresso. It wakes you up and gets you energized.
That's a good way of putting it.
So,
thank you very much.
I give it a hearty thrash.
Trevor, how about you?
I like it, man. I think it's good. It's got a lot of adrenaline. The vocals were pretty savage, pretty rabid. I thought were pretty energetic. And I'm also familiar with the label, too, Redefining Darkness. They're awesome. So, I don't know. I like it, man. I think it's good. I thrash it.
I have to be totally fair and say that I'm going to be objective and not – because this is not anything close to what I
– It's not your vibe.
Yeah. But I'm trying to envision what they're going for and whether that was achieved. And I do agree with all of your – I was thinking along those lines while listening to this, and I came to almost – happened to go last this time – came to almost the exact same conclusions that all of you did.
including Noah, the drums sounding awful. I feel like the production in general, other than the drums, could have been better. You don't play the drums,
no,
do you?
I like it. I like the...
No, no.
Yeah, it would be bad.
Yeah, I like the scale.
Gritty,
I don't think
it's
fine. Yeah, like...
But, yeah, I would never, ever, ever listen to this on my own.
Darren,
but...
before you lock in your phone, just remember, it's going to take Rob forever to mail these prizes.
I'll mail it. Don't worry. I thrash it.
Oh, wow. Falling on the
well,
side.
Thank you very much, you guys.
I'm casting my vote based on what is the intent of this, who's going to listen to it, and will they enjoy it.
So what do you do in the band?
Vocals, guitar, and my buddy plays bass and the drums. It's just two of us, and
it's all
about black thrash metal. So
yeah, for a two-piece, you guys are killing it.
Like the white stripes of black, the black stripes. There you go.
That's right. New
that,
black
yeah.
stripes.
Well, where's it from that we have to send them something?
Oh, from Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay, that's easy.
Easy peasy. All right, if you want to email Rob at metalinjection.net, I'll send you a link
and
get a prize.
Is this the most winners we've ever
had? Yeah. I really appreciate you talking to me, and thanks for the thrash.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
You got it, buddy.
Cool band, Nail Black.
I feel like because we have Trevor on the line for this, people are actually putting an effort, and they're not trying to troll us with shitty bands.
Yeah, we've gotten some of the worst bands. Like some of them you can't even really call bands.
We've had episodes of this where not one of us voted yes at all of
to anything.
Oh, yeah. I see. This is a very rare episode here.
This is
a rare positive episode.
They're totally trying harder because you're calling in.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. I guarantee you.
They want to impress you.
All right. 701, you're on the live cast.
Hey, Rob. It's Levi from San Francisco.
Oh, what's up, Levi?
Not much, man. I happen to be calling in on a Thrasher Trash It. Was just trying to call in and listen to the show.
Oh, I see. That's right. Well, it's great to hear from you again.
Anything you want to say to Trevor?
Yeah, he's on the line with us playing Thrasher Trash It.
Oh, my. Oh, thank you for everything, and keep smoking weed.
No worries, dude. Will do.
He was thinking he was on the fence about stopping, but now that you said that...
Levi works at a dispensary. That's the topic. Levi, do you have a band for us to trash?
It's like one I've covered on like the podcast that I do, but I'd love for you guys to like play them.
Sure, and I wanted to mention this. So we inspired you to start a podcast. Is that factual?
It's pretty factual. Ultimately, my best friend runs a blog called Mathcore Index, and then this kind of came from that. We're going to be doing episode 7 at the end of the week here, and we basically just do one episode per month, and we just basically just feature mathy bands, maybe math rock or math metal, that are unsigned.
Oh.
And so how do people check it out? What's the website?
Yeah, as far as like a website, Mathcore Index is just a blog that you can go on their Facebook and everything. But as far as the Mathcast, we're on SoundCloud and then also iTunes.
Okay, so Mathcast is the name of the podcast?
Yeah, Mathcast is the name of the podcast. And basically it's just, it's just everything mathy. It might get a little more metalcore, a little more grindy, but it's always in that vein of just mathiness.
And what's the band that you covered on your last album that you like to play?
I mean, instead of a math rock band, I really like this band called Dot From God, so Dot G-I-F From God. They're basically like everybody's mic'd, it's dual vocal. On top of that, the guitarist, the drummer, the bassist are all mic'd, and it's just that classic like mid-90s like chaotic screamo.
Okay. Is there a specific... Pacific? I can't even speak.
Is there an Atlantic
album or track that...
it's all going to be... No, that's the best thing about these guys. I mean, it's all the same. It's just awesome, like, 1.5 minute to 2.5 minute songs of just chaotic screamo.
All right, let's hear this one. Why I Died Wide-Eyed.
Huh. Ooh, that was a good one. Yeah, hell yeah.
Like the band name. Yeah. Very clever.
Thank you. This is my bubble bath.
Yes. Go ahead, work it. Work it. He's picking pennies from the floor.
It looks like he's enjoying this.
Yeah. All right, it's been like a minute. I give it. This is
ears
great. This is great. I love this. This is absolutely obnoxious and noisy.
Yes.
More bands. Less bands need to sound like that shitty fucking screamo core band.
I agree
heard.
With that.
And more like if there were more
no,
shitty
me.
Bands like this, I would be all about it. All
right.
God gift from God gets a thumbs up and a thrash from me.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
I agree with everything you just said. I just don't know how that's a compliment. They are shitty and obnoxious.
I like
it. Terrible.
It's how their music is at the pace that my brain functions at.
Okay. So your
brain. It's so nasty. It's so fucking nasty.
It is. It is nasty. And when I say nasty, I mean unlistenable. I want to say
it's
two
not
things.
Fresh.
I want to say two things positive about this. The name of the band. It's fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah, wasted on this music.
Oh,
and the name of the song is fantastic.
Yes.
I was so tuned up for this. I was like, this is going to be just based on the cleverness of the title and the band name. I was like, I can't wait to hear what this sounds like. And you totally pulled the rug out from under me. It was
curveball, Darren.
Absolutely awful. I trash it.
I really liked it. I like the chaos. I like the noise. I like those kind of vocals. I like the
shut
mood
the
of
fuck
performing.
Up.
Sid,
all right, I'm sorry.
You're wrong. See, he even knows you're wrong.
Well, Sid's a punk hardcore guy, so it means like this is a punky hardcore band.
God, awesome! Thanks, Sid.
Yeah, I thrash
people
can
have different opinions. That's fine.
Yeah.
Still respect you.
Nah.
I felt like I was watching like a horror movie setting.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
I loved it. I mean, I love this kind of chaotic music.
Trevor.
I liked it. It was, you know, very much a niche kind of thing. I don't think it's going to be for everybody. And like you said, it's annoying, but I mean that in a good way. Like it's confrontational. You know what I mean? It gets under your skin. It's supposed to, you know, provoke you, and that it definitely does. You know, and I screamo can mean so many things, and mostly it means bad to me, but I remember bands like Orchid and, you know, Sawtooth Grin and Old Daughters. It kind of reminded me of Daughters a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah,
it's
basically just like, it's like that classic, like level playing, just like mid-90s screamo.
Yes.
Exactly. Daughters.
Yep.
Off. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Levi, we'll put you back at home, but that was great. You got it.
Yo. One more thing. So can we go back 2 weeks from weed in the butt? I would not suggest. It is not the strongest way to do it. Just eat and smoke the weed, everybody. Stop sticking it in your butt.
Okay, yes. A few weeks ago, we were discussing an article where doctors recommended weed suppositories as the safest way to get high. And we were the experts. Trevor, have you ever done any sort of drugs as a suppository?
No, I didn't even know that we were at that level yet with weed, but that's cool. You know, you learn something new every day, and
up the butt.
I'm not going to rule it out, guys. Don't do it, Trevor.
That door has been breached in our dimension now. We can't go back.
All right, we have time for one more.
And we have to. Can I just say we have to get something for Trevor to trash?
Well, he did the screamo.
The screamo, right?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Well, we need another one. Get something else.
847. Did we talk to you yet? 847.
Yo, what up? It's Leroy.
Oh, it's Leroy. Whoa,
oh,
Leroy,
boy.
You okay?
He's
been
crying? Very
serious.
He's been through some shit this
No,
week.
Sorry. I don't know what that was.
All right. Sorry.
Could we, since Leroy's on the phone, could we play Leroy's original composition and get Trevor's take on that?
You have it there? I have to dig it up, but let's do this.
I'd rather not.
No, man, you don't get a choice on this one. But give us the band.
So is it the one that you posted on our Facebook page, Leroy?
Is it Josh Nolan? Well, before you even play it, are you interested in Bruce Springsteen and the Wallflowers, those two artists?
I don't dislike the Wallflowers.
I don't dislike Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like this is just those two bands had a baby.
Okay, so this is Josh Nolan. Between the Lights.
Got my boots on tight, my head on straight. Check my hair in the rear.
There, what were you saying about needing a band to
you ask and you shall receive.
I can feel
he's just trolling.
My soul. She looks like rock and roll. She sounds like Mr. Coltrane's saxophone. She's solid as a stone.
Leroy, what the fuck is it with you and these like faux soulful white? Like dad rock. Like, why is this your
are
thing?
Are you a
now?
Dad?
What are you trying to prove, man?
Oh, I put him on hold. Hold on, Leroy. Can you imagine a full album of this?
I'd rather not.
I feel like I'm shopping at Shakespeare and Company.
Dude, it sounds like music from a Valtrex commercial or something.
Like a guy taking his grandson to the amusement park or something. Or like it's like one of those Depends commercials, you know? Like,
yeah.
I used to be able to take my grandchildren everywhere.
Let's let Trevor go first.
Trevor, why don't you go first? What do you think about this?
It was rough, guys. It's rough. It kind of reminded me of Bob Seger a little bit. You know, I'm from Detroit, so he's like omnipresent here. I don't know, man. I'm gonna trash it.
Yeah, I'll blame you. All right. This is not for me. This will be if this was on at a Walmart or whatever, I would exit the Walmart. So.
I didn't think you could go any lower with your choices. But
I like Sturgill Simpson. I like the SNL stuff.
Well, Sturgill Simpson compared to this is like the best song of the year.
Darren, before you go on any further, we just got a request from the chat. Can you ban Leroy from Thrash It or Trash It?
I think there's a
he
good argument.
Has the worst submission.
Yeah. I think it should at least be metal, like somewhat metal, close to metal, like maybe two genres removed from metal, like. I would like a punk or a hardcore song would be okay.
This
but...
guy, this singer, though, he went to a Scorpions concert once. Does that count?
No.
Darren, trash
it. I definitely trash it. Disgusting, awful music.
You know, like, quite often on Thrash It or Trash It, we get, like, metal bands that are so just, like, a pure ripoff of a specific band.
Yeah.
And my complaint is always you're adding nothing to the conversation. Right. Like, we don't need you. You're not – I could just listen to Band X instead of listening to your watered-down, shitty rip.
And you could listen to someone else doing it better,
yeah.
too.
So this is like the 70s rock or whatever version of that where it's like I could just listen to a Wallflowers album or a Bruce Springsteen album. They exist.
Right.
They're downloadable. Why do I need this?
But
he's adding literally nothing different to the conversation than what is already there by people who are better at it. So
right.
why? Why? Right. So I trash it.
I think that, that said, Bruce Springsteen never had lyrics that cliche. She looks like rock and roll.
He created the cliche.
Yeah, that was hurtful, man. That was bad.
She looks like rock and roll. She sounds like John Cole, trained saxophone. She sounds like a saxophone? I don't know. That's just a good like quality of a woman to have.
She sounds like a horn.
She sounds like a fucking woodwind instrument. You know, I don't know. It's not. It's probably like a saxophone sound nice. I don't know that you want your girlfriend to sound like the saxophone. You know what I mean?
There was a git fiddle in that song.
Was there?
And
how did you pick that out, that that's a git fiddle?
And the only thing that I liked about that is that I got to say git fiddle out loud.
But I will explain to us what a git fiddle is, please.
It's a fiddle.
Oh, a guitar and a fiddle?
Well, no. A fiddle is like a type of a guitar.
Well, it's a string instrument, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was also the name of the rabbi that did your bar mitzvah, right? Mr. Git Fiddle.
Git Fiddle.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Git Fiddle. Can I take care of this?
This is Rabbi Rebbe Git Fiddle playing the klezmer.
Yeah, we have the great Rabbi Git Fiddle here, the honorable Rebbe Git Fiddle.
The Joe Franklin Show. We'll be right back after this word from Streitz Matzes, my friends.
All right, so Noah.
We got too Jewy there.
So, you know, I'm not opposed to people suggesting stuff to us that's like very far removed from the metal genre.
Nah, I
would
kidding.
Like to, you know, hear something different once in a while. But this just absolutely blew.
It's
so,
really,
I trashed it.
Oh, can we just
congratulations, Leroy? Unanimous trash. I believe this is not
am
the
I,
first.
Am I muted?
No,
no,
no.
You're good.
No.
You're here.
You were.
I just want to say one last thing before you hang up on me. Robert, you can't pretend like you're into Sturgill Simpson now that he's huge and trendy and cool to be into. So don't pretend like you like him now.
I'm not pretending anything. I just said that I watched that SNL performance and I liked it. That's it.
Typical Rob, man.
You know, Leroy, I am disappointed that the final thing that you want to say is not an apology to our guest Trevor from the Black Panther. To end our Thrash It or Trash It segment this way. You should apologize.
Trevor, man, I've seen you at the House of Blues in Chicago many times and Warped Tour back when I was into white guys screaming into microphones with double bass and loud electric guitars.
White guys going into microphones with a fucking acoustic guitar. Way better.
Pining away about their bad relationships with their father. All right. Thanks for that, Leroy.
First girlfriend who sounds like a horn.
No, not just any horn. John Cole, trained saxophone. gotta make it fit the fucking rhyme scheme.
Was it John or was it Mister? I think it might have been
Mr. Cole, trained saxophone. Play that shit again.
No,
no.
We have Leroy's song.
We've listened to Ja Rule and Metallica
on
this show.
Can you please close out the segment with the
that's it. Trevor, thank you so much for taking some time to hang out with us and play Thrash It or Trash It. You were off.
It's raining.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm glad I could improve the quality of the show and the quality of the songs coming in. And I feel bad to leave you back to your own devices.
Well, you are welcome back on Thrash It or Trash It anytime. Maybe it's something we could do monthly while you're not on the road.
Oh, yeah, that sounds cool.
Oh, we could be non-committal about it. You don't have to.
Yeah, no
leave
pressure.
Your two. Yeah,
no pressure.
No pressure.
All right, man. Cool.
Well, thank you so much. And the Black Dahlia Murder, you guys are working on a new album. We're gonna get that soon. You guys are gonna be out on the road skis soon.
Yeah, the album should be out in the fall, and you know, I think we'll be on tour around the States even before that. So, we're formulating some stuff for this summer. So get ready.
Awesome. And, of course, The Obituaries, your monthly column here on Metal Injection, new column up this week, tomorrow.
Yep, brand new, minty fresh column. It was hard to stop listening to the new obituary long enough to write about other stuff, but I did it.
Did a lot of good research.
Yeah.
You were in the lab for a long time.
And many people appreciate you for all of your hard work.
Oh man, it's fun. It's been very rewarding. It's good for my soul.
Good for everyone's soul, especially Leroy's after all that crap he listens to. Am I right? All right, Trevor. We're gonna let you go. Thanks again, man. Oh, we really appreciate it.
Hey, no worries, dude.
All right, have a good one.
Hey, thanks for having me. Bye, guys.
And that was Trevor from Black Dahlia Murder, one of our favorite dudes, with an excellent, excellent edition of Thrash It or Trash It. Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
You should get Trevor to like record him saying that, and we could add it to the drop.
You're right.
Maybe he could replace Alan. Rest in peace.
Oh.
Who's a lawyer now.
Yeah, he's never coming back on the show.
He's never doing this.
He really wants to distance himself from us. LinkedIn or whatever. I'll just like hope we never come up in any searches about
him. You should post the old the Metal Idol video of him on his like social media just to embarrass him in front of all of his lawyer friends.
He has strict privacy restrictions, so only people that are our mutual friends.
Oh, damn it.
Leave
it to a lawyer to know all the loopholes.
Since we're on the subject of music and Leroy bringing up embarrassing bands, there's this one song.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I don't even know what it's called. Hold on.
Is it a current song?
Yeah, because... Oh, okay. So, there's a song that I hear everywhere. It's like in every store, in the lobby at Sirius.
Right.
The cars that drive by on 3rd Avenue, I hear it. Where eventually I was just like, oh, okay. It's not so bad. It's not so bad. So, it's Shape of You.
Oh,
oh
my
God. Sheeran.
I knew it was going to be this song. Because I have the opposite thing where I've heard it so much that I want to strangle... Ed Sheeran or whatever.
Okay, wait, hold on. So, you know, I was like digging it a little bit and I was hanging out with my sister and I started singing it to like annoy her and she's like, oh, you like that song? And I was like, it's not so bad. And she's like, but it's Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Because
that's right.
This is what
yes.
it sounds like.
He's like this ginger Harry Potter lookalike.
Yeah.
And I just felt so like conned because I thought it was not.
Who did you think was singing this? Like, what does this person look like?
Well, I don't know pop music, but I
like
imagine,
what kind of person?
I imagine it was someone like Drake, maybe.
Drake.
It doesn't sound that far off from Drake, I'll say.
I didn't think
it
was a white guy.
Like, it sounds
so like
a ginger Harry Potter trying to sound like Drake.
So you're saying you expected a like a black guy.
Yeah.
I don't think that's unreasonable. Yeah. I didn't expect him to be white. I definitely didn't think white. Maybe like Hispanic or something.
Right. I could totally see what
he's affecting a voice is the point.
Yeah.
But that's like most music out of the United Kingdom is just white people trying to sound
and
black.
He's from the United Kingdom, which like blew my mind. I just like it's like so rapey now. I can't.
This hook, like I want to, like my ears hurt right now because this. You're right. This song
has
been everywhere. I've never put it on myself. I don't listen to anything. It's just in any place that plays.
Any store.
Yeah, any store. It was. It's like at my gym. Everywhere.
When you go to Sephora.
Is that Forever 21? When I'm shopping at Forever 21, I can't even escape it.
And it's so bad. It's not even like, oh, I hate all pop music. Like, I
know.
I'm way open to music like this, but this is so shitty.
But it perfectly serves its purpose.
It's not that it's so shitty. Here's the thing. It's so perfectly formula for what it is.
Yeah,
That's why it's getting played so much.
But
everywhere.
It doesn't. But the guy delivering it just doesn't really fit the image that I paint in my head.
I agree with you. Yeah.
That's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing.
But
it's just if he was doing a good job. But the point is he's affecting a voice. Like
he's
consciously trying to sound like a black guy.
Yeah.
Or what people think a black guy sounds
like. That makes me even more squirmish.
And there's another...
Well,
like,
I think it's more, not necessarily a black guy, but he's trying to sound like an R&B singer.
Right.
Like that kind of...
But
vibe.
Also that's the story of most white music from the last 75 years.
Yeah.
Just feeling...
Different than what Justin Timberlake was trying to do. Yeah.
But I feel like I feel like Justin Timberlake's music comes off way more authentic than this.
This particular single comes off so inauthentic. Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't think it's
such a cash grab.
Not that Justin Timberlake is like the best R&B artist in the last 50 years or something, but I feel like he has, it doesn't feel so forced to me when he does a song. Some of them do. I can see where you say it, but I mean, he's not
he's
the worst.
He's got a lot of criticism for that too.
Now, I mean, Noah, so do you not like the song anymore?
Oh God, no! I just feel like violated when I hear
it's the male version of that You know that white female, like, chanteuse, like, singer style now?
Yeah.
Where they all try to sound like little babies? They all try to sound like they're doing baby talk and have that baby voice.
Like,
for example.
Rihanna started with that work song? Or
not really her. More like, oh, I'm trying to think of a good example now. I'm going to have to – maybe I'll bring it on the next show.
Okay,
we
got
to
wrap it up.
I'll leave it as a teaser.
I just want to quickly – one quick anecdote. I went for my car inspection today for my whatever. And so I go to this repair shop, and it's like a Latino repair shop. Like, everyone is –
they repair Latinos in there?
Everyone was of Latino –
if
like
you broke your Dominican, you bring them in there and get them
it seemed like they were Dominican. I don't want to, you know, profile.
What does that mean, it seemed like? How so? Were they all hitting home runs and thanking Jesus? How is it Dominican? What's so Dominican about it?
It's in a Dominican neighborhood, and they had slightly dark complexions. Not necessarily black.
You're profiling
these
mechanics.
Well, there you go. Anyway, so there was a girl at the counter, and it was so hard to understand her because I've never had this before. She had a thick Spanish accent, thick Latin accent, you know, Dominican accent, and she had one of those, like, affected, lazy teenage voices. Like, oh, I don't know. So
like, this sounds like a Joe Mandy bit.
But
I think I've heard this. She worked at a supermarket.
So what you gonna do? You gonna pay $10? I'm like, excuse me? You gonna pay $10? And no matter if it's good inspection or bad inspection, you gonna pay. What do you say? I can't like, please enunciate. I couldn't. It required all of my will to understand this girl.
All right, Mr. O'Reilly, how was her wig?
She wasn't wearing a wig.
All right,
maybe a weave. All right, and on that poor anecdote, we're going to wrap it up.
Poor racist.
No.
Stereotypes. What happened?
It's for the best. All right. Yeah. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Of course, Facebook.com/ Mental Injection Livecast. Twitter.com.
That's so funny, though.
/ MI Livecast.
I just love how, like, you just kind of stopped your tracks.
I didn't know if that was
the headphones.
Yeah, I didn't realize what that was.
Mics were still on.
Oh, Rob's are.
You gotta play us out, Darren.
Okay.
We'll be.
Oh.
I made a reference to this before.
Oh wait,
like
hold
trainer.
On. We had a voicemail.
We can do it over the song.
Okay. We can do the voicemail.
Hey, Rob, Noah, Sid, and Darren. It's Jonathan from Texas, and I just want to leave you guys a quick message, a question for you. Last week, Lovely called in and mentioned that she loved to listen to, I believe it was Galacticon, and she's always got to listen to it front to back. So I'm just kind of curious. Whenever you guys get, like, a new full-length album, do you always listen to it all the way through, front to back? Or do you skip around? I know I've been that way whenever, especially the first time I'm hearing something. I guess I'm a little bit OCD, but I feel like I owe it to the artist to listen to, you know, the way that they wanted it to be presented. So I'm just curious if you guys have had that same experience or not. Anyway, keep up the great work. Thanks for all you're doing. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I'm the same way. If I like the artist and they have a new album, I'll listen to it front to back.
If it's a new album you haven't heard before, why would what are you skipping around based on?
Yeah.
Like alphabetical order?
The only maybe if I've heard the single to death and it's first song.
Okay, so but that's not skipping around.
Yeah, like I'll go past it just because I know it and I'm so excited I want to hear the rest of it. But otherwise, so yeah, of course. Yeah.
I listen it from front to back. My
and then back to front.
Crack.
All right, on that note.
Okay, bye, everybody. Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no doctor.
You are of no use to anybody. Like I'm supposed to be. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys take. All the right junk and all the. Is that settling well with you? Magazine, working on Photoshop. You know that shit ain't real. Come on, I'll make it. Who are you? If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up to every end of you. From the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, shit, don't worry about size. Suck up.
You know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. About that bass, no trouble.
I think so.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
I ended up booming, first of all. Booty bag. Go ahead. Bless your bag. What? Me and the month, the mouse?
Murder!
Duty lips. I bet he has a hairy teeth.
Get off the fucking radio, just go live your life, shut the fuck up.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass. No
dirty dick.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass. No
dirty dick.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass. No trouble.
Dirty dick.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
Dirty dick.
You know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
Dirty duty.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
Dirty duty.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
Dirty duty.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
Dirty duty. Dirty duty. Dirty duty. Dirty duty.
I touch my penis.
No, just put the hand on the dick.
My ass is gorgeous.
Oh, I think it would be really great for you and Darren to do commentary. Like the live cast fans would love that.
And you too.
Has Darren been on the podcast?
No, we should do an old show.
Yeah.
I'd be into.
Yeah, definitely.
Like a bad WCW show.
That could be our next one when we're talking
about. Oh, yeah. That would be fun. Oh, I thought you wanted to do it on your podcast. We can, sure.
Oh,
whatever.
Bye.
Bye.